I'm Sarah Jane.
I'm Camille.
I'm Will.
I'm Emmy.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Nolan.
I'm Tully.
And I'm Harrison, and this is the chat with Mrs. Benz, third grade. Our central question today is why do we need a government? We are joined by our special guest, President Adusi. Thanks for being on the chat.
All right.
Okay, we're going to ask our first question.
Okay, what does government do?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me here to talk to all of you via the podcast. Again, my name is, I'm the village president, and my name is Kathy Adusi, and I'm very happy to be here. So what does a government do? Well, it does provide all of our residents with really important services. And what are those? The first is safety. It provides safety to all of our residents, our children, and our families. And what kind of safety is that? Police services, so police patrol, and fire services. They're really important services to all of our residents. The second thing government does is it provides what we call infrastructure. So roads and street cleaning and street repairs, garbage pickup, and water. So when you take a shower, all your water comes through our sewer system. So those are the essential services. And then we also do many things in the financial world by managing our taxpayer, all of ours as residents. We pay taxes, and we manage your tax money appropriately and hopefully prudently.
Okay. What does government mean?
Well, to me, government means partnership with all of our residents. All of you around the table are considered residents of River Forest. And so government means a partnership that we collect money from your mom and dad, and then we spend money to help provide for police services, fire services, and what we call infrastructure services, which are sewers and garbage pickup and roads. Then we do that in a cost-effective way.
Does being part of the government affect the way you see problems in the world?
Yes. You get to see them in a very different way than if you were, for instance, in what we call the corporate world, where maybe many of your mothers and fathers might be in a corporate role. Government, you get to see problems in a different way because you're actually providing meaningful services to 11,500 residents in the village of River Forest. That's how many people are here in the village. So we have a very wide diverse group of residents. So you definitely see problems differently.
How do you convince people to what you think is right?
Great question. You convince people, hopefully through good information and correct and accurate information. It's really important when we want to pass laws that we do it with really accurate and good information from what we can gather, as well as talk to all of our residents, as many as we can. We use commissions, and those commissions help the board and I guide us with our decision making. So that's what we do.
Why is the government important?
Well, I believe it's important because it helps create order in our community. If we didn't have a police, it might be a little disorderly,
but little chaos.
So it provides order, and it also provides, you know, a sense of community, right? That we're all one really big community, and we all are one big, friends, and we watch out for each other in our village and surrounding villages as well.
What do you think is the most important part of being the government?
Of being in the government.
Yeah. Okay, the most important part of being in the government is, I think, administrating our laws. So, you know, when we pass laws, which means what kind of laws do you think we pass? For instance, we might say, wear a helmet when you ride your bike. That's a law that we pass. That's a big one. And we do that for your safety so that you don't hurt yourself. And so the best important part of government is to ensure that we enforce those laws that we pass to for your benefit. So it's real important to keep, on top of all those laws.
Do you think anyone could be a village president?
If they try.
Yes, if they tried. Yes, absolutely. I'm very fortunate to be elected as president of this village. I think this is a phenomenal village. I've been in the village for just over 20 years. I have a daughter that went to St. Luke's and then went on to Fenwick High School. And now she is a senior at Loyola. Go Ramblers. But anyone can become president. I've spent 33 years actually in corporate America, which is a big company, a Fortune 500 company. And I decided that, you know, to give back to my community, I ran for village president. And I won, believe it or not. And it's been a wonderful experience, and I'm just very grateful that your parents and those that voted gave me the opportunity to give back to the community. But yes, any one of you, when you get old enough, you could become village president and maybe United States president. You never know.
What does the government do that is so important?
Well, as I said before, the most important thing we do is to make sure that you are kept safe. Yeah, safety first. It's really important that we keep our children and our mom and dad and our brothers and sisters and all the folks that live in our businesses. If you go across the street at the River Forest Chocolate Shop, for instance, that's a business in River Forest. We want to make sure all of those people, including all of our residents, are safe.
So, like you said with the chocolate factory thing.
It's just a River Forest chocolate. Yeah. Right.
Do you need to pay them? Does the government need to pay them?
No. It's a good question, Harrison. We don't pay them. They take out a business license so they could do business in River Forest. But then they get paid by everything that you buy there or your parents buy there. That's how they get their money. And so the more businesses and the better businesses that we have, the better community we will have.
Do you think interacting with the community helps you as the village president?
Absolutely. There's no other way to do my job other than to interact with the community. That's what I do, is to talk to all of you and to talk and speeches and presentations and anywhere I can meet all of you. Sometimes it's Memorial Day Parade. I'm sure you all go to the Memorial Day Parade and different functions that we have around River Forest.
I agree with you for the Memorial Day Parade. I really like how it brings a lot of people from all different parts of River Forest together. But it's last year, tomorrow is the marking day that I moved here.
Oh.
Last year on April 5th, I moved here. And Memorial Day Parade was the first parade I went to, and I thought it was really nice. Because in Chicago, I really didn't see that much parades because it's much smaller. And then I appreciate it.
What is your goal for being a village president?
Well, that's a really good question. The goal is the same as I think I've answered before, is to continue to give of my time and energy to help our community be a better community, a safe community, to make sure that you feel safe, which I hope you all do, when you go out and play with your friends or get on a bicycle, wear your helmets, and wear your seatbelts when you get in the car. All of those are real important for us to have a good community. And as you said, because we're small and we know each other, that makes it all the better.
Like, you know that you were just saying a lot of community. How can the community help the government?
Oh, that's a very good question. Thank you. Well, you all can volunteer. I mean, your mom and dad can volunteer to help on any of the boards and commissions that we have, and we have a few. They can help in the area of, like, environment. You know, what can we do in the environment or help the environment in the long run? And I know we have a commission that focuses purely on that. And so, you know, we do now more composting and recycling of our garbage, which is very important. So those are things that that mom and dad and you all can help us with, is just make sure we can make ourselves a better community and volunteer.
What is your favorite part of being in the government?
It's a lot of favorite parts, but I'd say the most favorite part is really meeting people like all of you. I mean, it's really nice to, you know, ask you, like, your last name, and you tell me what your last name is, and I say, oh, I know your mom and dad. I mean, that's pretty a small town, and it's nice to be small town, to know everyone in the community. So that's really my favorite part, is learning and knowing all of you.
I agree with you a lot, because going back to when I moved here, I felt a lot safer here, because in Chicago, when I went to all those parades, there was a lot of people, like, doing bad stuff that I thought that this place, a River Forest, doesn't really do that much.
How does the government help the community?
Well, the government helps the community through what we've been saying, right? It helps, it should help by passing laws that help keep you safe and keep you, that you want to stay here, that you like it here, you like it with your friends, and your mom and dad and your family, your grandparents, if they live here, that they stay here and they enjoy, you know, living here. And so that's really the hope, is to just make that, continually make that better for government.
How does the government work?
That's a great question. So we have what we call the president, which I am, and then the board of trustees. And there's six board of trustees, and there's one president. And we all have 4-year terms. That means we get elected by the voters of River Forest, and then we serve for 4 years. And then if we choose and want to continue, then we have to get reelected. And every election is for 4 years. And then we have, what I mentioned before, we have volunteer commissions, which means your mom and dad and others volunteer on our commissions to help guide us. And then there's what we call the administration after that. And the administration actually does all the real work, be honest with you, and does all the functioning work for the government.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please make sure you tune in next time on the Chat with Mrs. Burns' Third Grade.
Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
What do you think you need to know?
Yes.